All we need is a little understanding. Walk a mile in their shoes. And if we keep our hearts open-minded, we'll enjoy this wild ride called life. And if we keep our hearts open-minded, we'll enjoy this wild ride. This wild ride called life.
Okay. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Truths We Hide podcast. So real life stuff's happening. We got crazy hair, wet hair, all the things. But you know what? I just want to show you the authentic side of home life. So I want to welcome you, somebody who is, I just met a couple months ago through a group that we were in, and I was like, we need to be friends because I just love what you do. So I'm so thankful for Crystal to go on this crazy ride with me. She is a Navy Corpsman veteran, a busy wife, a mom of three children, and the owner of Swingin' Fun by Crystal. So I just wanted to bring her on today because she has a story to tell, and I wanted her to share it with all of you to talk about real life. So thank you, Crystal Miller, for being here today. Tell us about yourself and how everything is right now.
Thank you, Annette. As you can hear from the background noise, my life is chaos. I have three kids, four dogs, two cats, two chinchillas, a guinea pig, a snake, and two lizards. My house is... That's all, yeah. Mm-hmm. My life is chaos. Plus, I do run a business out of my house. I make swings. Sorry, the baby is sitting next to me eating. So with the swing started about a year ago. My sister and brother-in-law lost their second born. They lost their second born as a stillborn on the day that he was supposed to be born. And that was a really rough time for our whole family. We had a funeral, and it was just quite possibly the most awful thing I've ever experienced. But my sister-in-law chose faith and love in the face of probably what I would expect would be the most horrific thing any mother would ever experience. But where the swings come in is she found them on Etsy and couldn't afford one. So she knew that I could sew and asked me to make her one. The first time I saw her truly smile after that whole experience was when I brought her that swing. And her whole face just lit up, and she was just so happy, and there was so much joy in that moment. I knew that I needed to find a way to bring that kind of joy to everyone, to all the mothers who struggle with miscarriages and stillbirth and the day-to-day stress of being a parent. I think of my swings as a moment in time where you can just push the pause button and just enjoy being mom. And yeah, sorry.
No, go ahead.
It's my way of giving back and reminding parents that parenthood can be fun. And all this stress and the day-to-day, wake up, brush your teeth, go to the store, go to school, go to here, go to there. It's okay to just take a moment and be in the moment and embrace that joy with your baby. Or the hammock chairs are a way for moms to have a glass of wine or enjoy some quiet time in the morning before everybody wakes up and just kind of hang out and chill. Because have you ever met anybody who was not happy in a swing?
Right? I mean, you put adults in a hammock and it's like, it's done.
Right? You take a nap in that.
That is such a beautiful story. And I do appreciate you sharing that because those are the behind the scenes things that people don't see. And it makes me happy to hear that your sister-in-law, you know, continued on with life and used her faith, because that's a hard thing, and I can't imagine. So how are they now? How are they doing now?
She's actually pregnant again.
That's awesome.
She is due in 13 weeks.
Oh my gosh. That's wonderful.
We're really excited.
Huge blessing. That's beautiful. So how do you find time to juggle all the things and raise your family, but run a business out of your home?
My house is a mess. It's deciding what is more important in each moment. My house doesn't get cleaned nearly often enough. It just is what it is. Like some days I juggle better than others, and some days I sit in a hammock chair and relax for a while.
But it's good that you're able to at least do that. So you actually find a few minutes each day, or maybe each week, to take time for yourself. How does that happen?
I don't sleep a lot, to be quite honest with you. I take Sundays for planning. I plan my week out, and generally I try to have moments scheduled in where I am just by myself, and I just have 20 or 30 minutes where I do Tai Chi or hang out in a hammock chair, take a bath, just something for me. Because in the chaos that is life in my house, those moments are very valuable. It helps balance me and gives me a reminder of why I'm doing what I'm doing.
That is so important. That right there. And I think being an entrepreneur is crazy anyway, right? Like, no, not everybody can actually do it. You have to remember your why and your passion and the whole mission behind it, right? I mean, have you ever had days where you're just like, I don't know, why am I still doing this?
I think that it's a roller coaster. Being an entrepreneur is some days you are riding high, doing great, you've got great sales, and then other days, actually I just had a day like this where I was like, I can't do this. I don't want to do this. This is not worth it to me, and I want to walk away. But at the end of the day, you don't, because what you're doing is important.
I love that. It is important, because you know what? People need those little things for their child, because like you said, it brought happiness to your sister-in-law's face that just made it all worth it, right? I mean, that's where it started. And so where do you see this going? What's next for you with this business? What do you want to happen?
Well, I want everybody to have a swing that they can have in their house and have a way to remind them every day that it's the little things that are important. It's the moments that we lead, that we forget in the chaos, that's important.
Right. So now you are actually trying to hire people, right? Because you can't do it all yourself. And I think that's hard for us to admit, because I know I'm like, I can figure it out. I don't have time to hire anybody. And then at the end of the day, I'm like, I can't. I just can't do it by myself.
You really can't. I actually have no background in business. So all of the business side of running a business has been a very steep learning curve for me. I'm what some people would call technologically challenged. So running a business online has presented some interesting challenges for me. But I am learning how to, ask for help when I need it, and accept help, which is shockingly a little more difficult than asking for help.
Right.
If that makes any sense. Sorry. With the day-to-day, my oldest is 13 now. She just turned 13 last week, and she woke up the day she turned 13, and it was like this little switch had flipped in her brain, and she was a teenager. And she now thinks she's 25, just in teenage ways. But she's cute, so I'll keep her around for a while. But you have to... how do I say this? Every day you have to find your why, whether it's being a mom or being a business owner or being a wife or a gardener, you have to remember why you're doing it. Because if you don't remember why, then you get lost in all of the little things that build what you're trying to do.
Yes. So right now, all your stuff's online. Do you have a website built yet so people can order it? Are you in the process of, you're in the process of actually getting more people to help you make them, right?
Yes. Actually, I have a website. It's swinginfunbycrystal.com. And I do craft shows, vendor events, and that is where I'm getting the majority of my sales right now. But a lot of what I do is custom made to order. So you get to pick whatever fabric you want and design. You get to design your own swings, and then I make it for you. And usually the turnaround time is about 2 to 3 weeks. Sorry for the chaos in the background.
Nope. I'm surprised my dogs aren't right now wanting to make all the noise. So it'll be time. I'm sure in an hour. So how did you learn how to sew? I'm seeing here you learned on a poodle skirt.
Yes. So I've always sewn a little bit, like buttons, patches, little things like that, hand sewing. So I didn't actually learn how to use a sewing machine until about 4 years ago. Wow. When my daughter had a 50s day at school. And so we made her a poodle skirt. And that was my first foray into learning how to use a sewing machine. And my husband's grandmother is the one that taught me how to use it. And then she bought me my first one. So that was where I got started with it.
How fun is that? I had a sewing machine, then I got rid of it, then I got another one, and then I got rid of it because I can't see. I have bifocals, and I got frustrated trying to like thread it, and I was like, I just can't. So how do you find the patience to stick with that?
I actually love it. It's very methodical. It's monotonous, if that makes sense. It's time where it's just, there's no thinking involved. You just do.
Yeah, I can see that. Just sewing. Mm-hmm.
And by the way, most sewing machines now have automatic threading ability.
Oh my God. See?
I know, right?
I've seen so much change in these machines. Quilting machine. You can like embroidery machine. I'm like, this is genius. Mm-hmm. So what else have you made? You moved from poodle skirt to what was next before you started making swings?
Pillows. So last year for my birthday, my 5-year-old son decided that he wanted to make mommy a pillow for my birthday. And he picked out the fabric and he picked out the design, and it ended up being a heart-shaped pillow that had a whole bunch of little almost like the Valentine sweetheart candies.
Yeah.
That have the little sayings on them. And it had a whole bunch of those on it. And he wanted it to be a heart shape because of how much he loves mommy. Oh, and so I helped him make that. And he put in a little felt square with essential oils with lavender on it because he knows that I like lavender and it calms me. He's so very thoughtful.
That's adorable. Does your 13-year-old know how to sew?
No, she has no patience for it.
I wish I would have learned. I really do. My mom used to make my clothes back in the 80s, late 70s, 80s. And I just didn't think it was cool enough. So now I wish I would have thought it was cool enough.
Yeah. No, my 13-year-old paints. That's her. Oh. That's her creative. She likes to paint.
Well, that's really good. That is really good. So tell us about Tai Chi.
Tai Chi is kind of a new thing, and I really like it because it's all about breath. It's all about breathing and slowing down because we live in a very fast-paced world, and everything we do is hyperspeed. And Tai Chi is kind of a rewind. I do about 20 minutes in the morning, and it's just very slow, fluid movements, and it's all focused on breath, kind of like yoga, but even lighter than yoga. Like, it's yoga is stretching and flexibility. Tai Chi is just simply focusing on the moment.
I really like that. And how long have you been?
I highly recommend it.
It's how long have you been doing it?
I've only been doing it for a few weeks now, but it has become rapidly, like, it was one of those things that I just knew had to be a part of my morning routine.
How much earlier do you wake up before everybody else to fit in all of this?
I wake up at 5:30, and that's when my 13-year-old wakes up to go to school.
Oh my gosh, okay.
So I wake up with her, and she goes to school at 6:30. So by 6:30, I'm usually running to get my day started. But from 5:30 to 6:30, I don't see her. I mean, she just hides in her room until it's time for her to leave. The less interaction with family, the better.
Of course, yes.
So, yeah, that's kind of my morning time where I do Bible study and plan my day and do Tai Chi and drink coffee.
Do you homeschool as well with the other two?
I do with my 5-year-old a little bit. We're kind of doing interest-led. So he is really good with numbers. He loves math and counting, and he's just now starting to show interest in letters. So I'm kind of letting him guide on that. So we're going to start working on reading, and he knows most of his alphabet.
I know my alphabet, A, B, C, D, A, F,
D. Can you hear him?
Yes, it's perfect.
Yes, he is. He's adorable. Do you want to come over and say hi? Rather than just being a floating voice in the background.
Well, yeah, go ahead.
The baby's only one, so he kind of does. This is my 5-year-old.
You're so smart.
You say hi.
Hi.
Well, I'm very impressed on how you can juggle all of that because I can barely function on. I just have an 18-year-old at home. My 20-year-old is in Texas going to college. So, and we're in Virginia. So I'm just trying to deal with the 18-year-old. And that's enough right there. But I totally understand the 13 going on 30 because it's like all of a sudden they know everything. So that's always fun.
Always.
Well, I do appreciate your time. I know you have 500 things to do. So I thank you for being here and sharing this. And I can't wait to see your swings like in stores. I'm just going to put it out there because I'm already, if we still had Toys R Us, Babies R Us, do we still have Babies R Us nowadays?
That's no, so, they're
that's
closed.
So sad. That's so sad to me. Well, because everything's online now. You can buy everything from Amazon.
Yeah, I'm actually trying to not go through Amazon because I mean, it's just a big box store conglomerate, but it's online. It's relative. It's like Walmart.
Yeah, that's true. We just keep it independent. You just do your own thing because I think that's probably better anyway. But okay, you guys that are listening and watching, go to her website. Was it fun? Swinginfunbycrystal.com? Mm-hmm. And check it out. If I still had a little, I would totally get a swing, but I don't. I have a chair for me?
Absolutely.
Do you make those?
I do.
Okay.
The hammock chairs are actually weight tested up to 300 pounds. And they are indoor, outdoor. You can hang them from your ceiling in your living room or your back porch or your bedroom.
Okay. That just changed everything. That just changed it all. So, okay. You don't need a little. You need it just for yourself. So we need to head on over to your website and get that. Yay! Thank you so much, Crystal, for taking time to be out here, and I can't wait for you to just keep selling and get out there. So thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the True Sweehi podcast, created and founded by your host, Annette, the founder of A Wild Ride Call Life. Also, a big thank you to all of our sponsors for each and every episode that is aired. We have so much support from them and all of our listeners. You can find more information at www.awildridecalllife.com.